Calls are growing for the release of the thousands of political prisoners held in Saudi prisons. A group of protesters gathered in front of the Interior Ministry in the Saudi capital Riyadh to urge the regime to free their loved ones. Just a few days ago, over 540 women sent a letter to senior Muslim clerics worldwide about the dire situation of political detainees in the Arab Kingdom. In their letter, they called on the religious authorities to push for the release of around 30,000 prisoners. Since February 2011, protesters have held rallies on an almost daily basis, mainly in the rest of eastern region. They want an end to systematic discrimination and the release of all political prisoners. To discuss that a bit further, we're joined now by Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif, who is the president of the Society for International Reforms and Research, who is joining us now via satellite from Washington. Now, Dr. Wasif, you know, the numbers of political prisoners in Saudi jails are shocking. How is it that this goes unnoticed by much of the international community?
Simply because they both have the same objective, the same agenda, mainly the Western community, the Western countries. And the international community is totally dependent upon the Western countries vis-a-vis the economy and the imports and exports, the trade, commerce, and so on. So this is basically a matter of Western interest. Saudi Arabia is basically toying the policy of the Western powers, the policy of NATO in the Middle East, in the name of the so-called Islam, which it follows, the Wahhabi Salafi Islam. So this is the problem. And this is the problem that the people, the common people, the layman, is always unable to understand the real people, the real monarchy hidden behind this nefarious objective, to tow the policy of the Western countries and have a pro-Israeli policy implemented in that region, to see some pro-Israeli regimes in that region. So this is mainly historical policies of Saudi Arabia. This is nothing new. The main problem is the international community, the human rights organizations, the Security Council of the United Nations, and other international bodies, the Red Cross and Red Crescent and other bodies, they are totally ignoring the fact that tens of thousands of people, Saudi citizens, have been arrested for the last decade and are still being arrested. And there is totally an arbitrary detention of men, women, and children with no fundamental rights. With no fundamental rights, they are, especially those people who are living in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia, they are treated as the third-rated citizens of Saudi Arabia. They do not have any kinds of right, despite the fact that they are the citizens of Saudi Arabia. The thing is, in order to understand the Saudi regime, you have to shed light from two different angles. If you understand those two different angles and the perspective from two different angles about the Saudi regime, you will be able to understand the reasons of those mass detentions and illegal arrests. The first is the international perspective and angle, and that is Saudi Arabia is totally following and towing the line of the United States and Israel in that region. So it's basically acting as a policeman for United States and Israel in that region. So whatever it is being asked by Israel and United States, it blindly follows the rules. The second is the international community wants oil, and Saudi Arabia is rich in oil. So they do not want any kind of hindrances while it comes to oil supplies. Dr. Wasif, if I could just get one more question in, if I may, just for the shortage of time.
The arrest and detention of activists throughout the Persian Gulf monarchies, as we've been hearing about now in the UAE as well, has been heightened dramatically of recent. How much of an influence does the Saudi experiment in doing this for years have?
Well, simple. Saudi Arabia, from day one, the moment it was created by the MI6, the British intelligence agency, was behind creating Saudi Arabia. And the dichotomy is, it is in the name of Islam. Of course, Islam has nothing to do with Saudi regime, because it is totally in contravention with the basic and fundamental Islamic norms. And that is, Islam requires a regime with people and popular support, with people's representative and popular support. In this case of Saudi Arabia, we do not see any kind of popular support to the Saudi regime or people's representative sitting in the assemblies or in the parliament. So it is totally in contravention with the Islamic norms. We don't see any kind of main Islamic following in Saudi Arabia vis-a-vis the political system. So nor did the first four caliphs rule by iron fist or without the people's representation, or there wasn't any kind of personal or family regime during the fundamental years of Islam. But in Saudi Arabia, we see one family regime is ruling for the country for the last 70 years unhindered and without any accountability. The corruption is rampant, and there is no human rights. There is no Islam. The real Islam is absent from the Saudi political system, and they are just following the lines of the Western countries. So this is important for the layman, and I would like to draw the attention of the Muslim ordinary people, the layman of the Muslims, through the courtesy of your channel, that Saudi Arabia is using the name of Islam to prolong its nefarious designs in supporting, defending, and safeguarding the Western interests and the Israeli interests. It has nothing to do with Islam.
All right, I do apologize for interrupting you, Dr. Wasif, but it seems that we will have to leave it there for now, as we have run out of time. That was Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif, president of the Society for International Reforms and Research, speaking to us live from Washington. Dr. Wasif, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.